There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here we go. Welcome. It's our number one as we kick off an NFL draft Thursday, the 25th day of the month of April. Without talking NFL draft, there's an air of mystery about the draft. We'll get to that later in the show. But here in our number one, we begin with Upset City. What the heck happened at the Garden last night? Jaylen Brown and the Boston basketball team. They lost. And Jaylen Brown said that Boston had guys on Miami shooters they wanted. They just made shots. Does Jaylen Brown's explanation of the Celtics loss work for you? And the coach, Joe Mazzulla, agreed with him. Darvin Ham, he disagrees with Anthony Davis, coach versus player. Anthony Davis said the Lakers don't know what they're doing. Who's right? And where are you on Bobby Portis? That's a player for the Milwaukee basketball team, calling out the Indiana basketball team, the Pacers, as front runners. All of that, brand spanking new hour. Right now, here it is, hour number one. Melting Green, welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in unison as we carry a sporty tune coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and humongously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the running of my mouth. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We will. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, not from the NFL draft, although it has finally arrived. We are at D-Day. It's here, the NFL draft. We've only been talking about this for how many months now since the Super Bowl ended? A couple months? Right? Seems like it's been more than that. If I read one more mock draft, I'm jumping off the curb. That's it. I'm jumping off the curb. Anyway, our lead is from Pro Bouncy Ball. We need to kind of upclass this show. We're gonna go to the garden. Who doesn't like gardening? Apparently the Celtics don't like gardening. Boston and Miami meeting game two, opening round matchup. Did you watch? I've looked at the ratings. Probably not. I have no fear. Underdog is here. I watched, so you would not have to. So someone named Tyler Hero, but it's spelled with an extra R. Tyler Hero, 24 points, 14 assists, knocked down six money balls and a partridge in a pear tree. The Heat had 23 three-pointers. I didn't play in the NBA, but I'm told that's a lot. The most, in fact, in that franchise's playoff history. They have been in a lot of playoff games there in Miami. So the Heatles get a 111-101 upset victory as Joe Public took it in the shorts. Many people assuming that was free money. There's no way Miami can compete with Boston loading up on the Celtics. Well, obviously that did not happen here. And so that means the top-seeded Celtics, who had the greatest regular season in a very long time for that franchise, and some would say the greatest all-time regular season, depending on what you look at, they are now tied up. It's a best-of-five series, and the Heat have home court advantage. Miami shot 53% from beyond the arc. It's like Moneyball Maller. It's like how I shoot. But game one, they got blown out, come back, win game two. The better story, though, is in the losing locker room. So Jaylen Brown, who is the Robin to Batman, that would be Jason Tatum in Boston. Jaylen Brown, afterwards, he said that the Celtics had guys they wanted shooting the ball for Miami. They just weren't hitting them, and that they had decent closeouts. Now, Joe Mazzulla said pretty much the same thing. That was the company line. That was the talking point. So let us discuss. Does the Jaylen Brown / Mazzulla explanation for the Celtics loss, does that work for you? So I've got Afterburners, Prosecutor, and Kentucky Derby. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a head-scratcher, which I would argue that game was a head-scratcher. Like, typically, what happens in that sport is the better team wins, and yeah, the team that's the shorthanded team can hang around for three quarters, but then in the fourth quarter, the better team pulls away and wins the game. That obviously did not happen. But to answer the question, does the Jaylen Brown explanation with Joe Mazzulla, does that work for you? And no, I'm shaking my head. No, Jaylen Brown's justification is dubious at best. The Celtic perimeter defense, I would compare it to the consistency of a Boston cream pie. During the broadcast, maybe I imagined this. I don't know. Maybe I did. I was watching. I was getting hemorrhoids sitting watching. The TNT broadcast, they highlighted some of the closeouts, and the hands were down. They weren't up. Now, as far as the coaching, we can argue, we can debate what percentage of this goes to coaching. I mean, say 30%. The C's were caught also just generally sniffing themselves. They expected this to be easy street. But what about let them play Joe? Joe Mazzulla, who went into this game and he didn't take stupid pills. He took Doc Rivers pills. And it looked, watching it, like Mazzulla just expected this to be easy, like the players, and they had an analytical outline of how they wanted to play the Celtics. It wasn't working. And so he essentially just said, F it. I guess we're going to lose this game. You know, that's it. You know, I'm going to stubbornly continue my game plan. I'm not going to make any kind of in-game adjustments. You know, that didn't work. Nerds didn't have the right game plan. It's over. And as far as the players who get more of it, a shame bell. I'm going to give the biggest shame bell to Jason Tatum. A lot of people picking on Kristaps Porzingis and some other players on the Celtics. But Jason Tatum is supposed to be that guy. Right, he's supposed to be that guy. And I've seen him be that guy. I have watched him be that guy. He was not that guy in this game. Now, if you didn't see the game, you just read the box score, you're like, he wasn't bad. What are you talking about? You can't blame him. He had his normal stat line. He didn't shoot poorly. Let me elaborate for those of you a little slow. You might be on the spectrum. So Jason Tatum, this is the game you put on the old afterburners. And he couldn't find the afterburner. Couldn't find it. Fourth quarter. Now, Porzingis sucked at a time you cannot suck. And there were plenty of other people that stunk as well. But man, Jason Tatum, even with all the three-point shots hitting nothing but net, you still had the opportunity to win that game. With Tatum makes a couple of plays in the hustle and bustle of the fourth quarter, you win the game. All right, now, moving to the next chapter. A beef in La La Land, finger pointing in the kingdom of the purple and gold. Say it ain't so. So you might remember, we mentioned this in a previous episode of the show. It was after game two, if you can remember back to game two in Denver. Anthony Davis claimed that the Lakers have stretches during these games where they don't know what they're doing on both ends of the floor. Like they have this mental fog that takes over. So, of course, Laker coach Darvin Ham was asked about that. He attempted to refute the unibrow's claim. Of course he did. Saying if things don't go right, the players get frustrated. Ham praised his coaching staff. And he said he would just chalk that up to frustration from losing the game, talked about emotion and how the game ended. He said, I'll agree to disagree on that one. So you've got Darvin Ham disagreeing with Anthony Davis and Davis's belief that the Lakers don't know what they're doing for stretches of the game. Who's right? So nobody's right. Everyone loses. And here's, let me explain why. All right, I'm going to get out my Venn diagram and explain exactly why. I'll get my Telestrator as well. So here, it's a radio Strator. So let me explain, all right? If the Lakers know what they're supposed to be doing, as Darvin Ham says, and they're not executing, that is on both the coaches and the players. The coach is unable to get them to execute. The player's unwilling to execute. If they don't know what they're supposed to be doing, that's on the coaches. Either way, Darvin Ham is the fall guy for all of this. We just asked in a question on Mallard to the third degree about Darvin Ham and his long-term viability as Laker coach. And my take then, and I haven't changed my take, is it is an outcome-determined result. The Lakers have not had a problem getting rid of coaches. Yeah, they had Phil Jackson for a while. He left for a year because he didn't like Kobe Bryant, and then he came back and they had way back Pat Riley. But other than that, they usually go through a lot of coaches. That's not a long-term job there coaching the Lakers. Ask Frank Vogel about that. But there's an old line in political, not political, in judicial circles. And the line goes, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't work in that world, but a good prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. Right, you might have heard that before, right? Yeah, I mean, you can pretty much indict anything if you're a good prosecutor. You can find some vague law that somebody broke. But Darvin Ham, what I'm trying to say here, he's in the deep end. All right, last word, quickly we go to Wisconsin, where Bucks forward Bobby Portis addressed the trash talk from the Indiana basketball team. This following the game to win by the Pacers. Now, Portis, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it was extra spicy. It was a spicy margarita. So Portis snapped. He said, quite frankly, they are front runners, bro. He sounds like Blake Snell. Front runners, bro. He said, when the S, I didn't say the word, unlike our callers, when the poopy going good, they laughing, Portis said. Clapping, all that. When it's going bad, they not saying nothing. I think there were some words missing. But Portis ranted and all that. All right, so where are you at on Bobby Portis essentially calling the Pacers, he did, front runners. Not essentially, he said the word front runners. So here's my position. It is true, perhaps, but irrelevant. True, perhaps, but irrelevant. Because, spoiler alert, that is how sports work. Everyone is giggling and smiling and happy when they're winning. And when they're losing, they sulk. And if they don't sulk, we goof on them. That's how it works. That's why the mantra of this show, the better story, is in the losing locker room. The Bucks are a perfect example. If Milwaukee had won that game, does Bobby Portis call the other team front runners? Boo-hoo-hoo! Of course not. It's kind of like the Kentucky Derby or thoroughbred racing in general. If you've ever bet the ponies, they have done study after study. Front runners have the best winning percentage of any run style. There's like four different run styles in a thoroughbred race. The style that would be the opposite of front runner is the hold-up style, where you kind of save it, right? It's kind of in the pack or in the back, and then you wait for the stretch run to close it out. In team sports, it's called sandbagging, where you just kind of hang around and then you let the other team think they're going to win, and then you knock them out at the end. But that's got the worst win rate in horse race anyway, but most of these games are like a Harvard boat race. You jump out ahead, you get a big lead. Every once in a blue moon, as Andrea, the astrology goddess, would say, the moon goddess, every once in a while, a team comes back from 20 down. But that does not make it the norm. Most of the time, you go up by 20 or 25 points or 30 points, you win the game. And when you don't win the game, that becomes something that people go crazy over. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of that, you can join us. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but we open up the lines. Abracadabra, presto, and hocus pocus. The trolls come out at night. Boy, do I know that. The trolls come out at night, and on holiday, we'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of general tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Little taste.
And we'll give you a little taste of hockey if you listen all the way until the final hour of the show. It's Puck the World, my weekly NHL segment. It is the greatest NHL segment on the Ben Maller Show, bar none. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Woo! I don't know about that, Eddie. We have had guys call up from Edmonton or Ottawa randomly, or Vancouver or Toronto over the years.
What about them?
Well, they've given great hockey content.
And what are you saying?
I know you're in a great mood, Eddie, because the game's won, and you're feeling good. So we'll get happy, Eddie.
Yay.
We're not going to get angry, Eddie. We'll get happy, Eddie. And it should not have had to go to overtime, Eddie. It was 3-1 at the end of the first period. You should win that game not having to sweat it out, Eddie. That's a bad job by the
Kings. I don't care how they win it,
as
long as they win it.
That's a bad win, Eddie.
No, it's not.
That's a bad win.
There is
no such thing.
You're
up 3-1 on the road, end of the first period, and you got to go to overtime and bite your fingernails?
I don't care if it goes 7 overtimes if we win. I don't give a damn.
That's a bad take by you, Eddie. Shame on you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm
just worry about
guy,
your
Eddie.
Clippers.
I didn't bring the Clippers up. You brought them up. I didn't bring them up. You brought them up. It's fine.
Apparently, you're worried. You're getting all worked up.
I'm not worried about them at all.
I think you are.
It's not a Clipper night. It's a Celtic night. They're the ones that gag. The Celtics losing at home to Miami.
Go to hell, Bill Miller.
Yeah, you go to hell. All right. You and you, a schmucky boy over there. How dare you? Anyway, the story here. NBA, we're talking about that as the Celtics go down to the Miami Heat with a bunch of guys that we really never heard of who had big-time performances. Supermarket Steve writes in, says, Ben, isn't everybody in the world a front runner? I mean, who actually talks trash when they're losing? Well, Supermarket Steve, I'll help answer the question. Watch the NFL on a Sunday afternoon and every week, there's some jabroni that breaks out into a dance routine like they're on Broadway after they score a touchdown while their team is down by 21 points. Or my favorite, my personal favorite, I still laugh at this when it happens. Teams getting roasted. They're down 30-something points, and they get a sack, and then they do a sack dance. I love that. That's my favorite. But you see it in basketball, too. You see it, a team will be getting smoked, and somebody will have a hammer dunk and do a little happy dance and all that. It's the same concept. Yeah. The King Rory writes in, says, besides the Pacers trash talk, Bobby Portis was probably fuming mad that he got screwed out of winning the Sixth Man of the Year award. So come Friday, he will put the NBA on notice. Why you should fear the deer. 17 people that say they should have been the Sixth Man of the Year. That's what they claim. Jason in Kansas City writes in, says 9 out of 10 on the Maller monologue. Darvin Ham, a.k.a. Coach Shrek, has 1 foot out the door in La La Land. Players saying that they don't know what they're running is usually a huge knock on a supposed NBA coach. Yeah. And the rule of thumb, from what I've been told over the years, at least as I understand it, is even if you think the coach is a complete country bumpkin, you're not supposed to say it publicly. Right? Once it goes public, now Anthony Davis is so obtuse, maybe he forgot and thought he was talking to some friends and there wasn't a microphone in his hand when he was saying that. But yeah, generally you keep that in-house. Late Night Drug Tester says the Pacers have the right to talk trash. They are the defending in-season Eastern Conference champions. I forgot about that. That's right. They won the East. I know that was a tough pill to swallow for the Celtics and the Sixers and all these other teams. But, yeah, I completely forgot. Indiana Eastern Conference champions in-season tournament. Just like the Lakers can talk all they want against the Nuggets because, yeah. Man. Yefimi, he's in Chicago. Bears are going to have a new quarterback after the events of today. He says, Maller A-plus and a box of Drake's coffee cakes on the Maller monologue after the draft. If it goes all as planned, it will be a franchise-altering draft for the Bears. Mr. NFL can give calls and cheat for us like they do all the chalk teams. There you go. So he's part of the Caleb clique. He's excited about that. Now, Yefimi, if the Bears win the Super Bowl, will you paint your fingernails pink? And will you get lipstick like Caleb Williams? Will you celebrate Caleb? Because if the Bears win, then they'll be selling a lot of Chicago Bear brand lipstick and fingernail paint and all that, nail polish. That's going to happen. If not, then they'll run him out of town. They'll draft some other dope down the line. They'll bring somebody else in, and that's usually how that goes. Let's take a call. We haven't done any of that yet. And eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to Skeeter in Montana. We're going to share a laugh with Skeeter. Hello, Skeeter in Montana.
Hello, Mr. Maller. Great monologue. I really liked what you had to say about them broke Dick. Celtics. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, Skeeter, how have you been, Skeeter? We don't talk to you that often anymore. You're living the life there.
Well, yeah. I've been just fine. And you asked me to call on my birthday. Of course, that's Saturday, and you're off this weekend.
Oh, man, I'm not working on Saturday. So your birthday, listen, my birthday is coming up right after that. That's why we're cool people. Right there.
Yeah, that's yours is on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why we're cool, man. We have the same birthday a couple days away. I mean, it's the same, basically the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Maller. Yeah. Anyway,
Skeeter, I can't do a birthday shout out because we don't do shout outs on this show.
Oh, so I know that. I wasn't expecting one.
Well, you're part of the Maller. You're the reason. For those that are new to the show, we have a Maller Militia oath because of Skeeter. You demanded it, Skeeter. You said you wanted to be sworn in. That is the great contribution you've given to this show. And you also sent us a nice gift card for a party that I still actually have it. We were supposed to buy a cake, right, or a pie or something like that, if I remember.
Yeah, banana cream pie.
Yeah, banana cream pie. All right, so now what do you think of Lorena? We have Lorena on the show. She's new. You've been through a lot of producers on the show, Skeeter, over the years.
That's right. I'm not familiar with her.
She's been on for a couple months.
I can't always tune in, but I can do it several times a week. I listen to you more than I call in. But, I'm doing great.
Saturday's the big birthday. What birthday? Is that number 27 or 28? How old are you now?
Number 81.
Oh, my God, you're in the 80s. Good for you, Skeeter. Hallelujah. Good for you. Do you feel like you have more wisdom now, Skeeter, as you're in your 80s? Do you feel like the wisdom has piled up over the years, that you have all the answers? Yeah.
And I got a pacemaker, too.
And is it amazing, Skeeter, that you are actually sharper than most of the people that have been president? It's fascinating to me, Skeeter, that you're more on the ball than you could be president, Skeeter. You could go to D.C. and run the country.
No? I don't think so.
Probably not. Yeah, I got you. All right, well, have a great weekend, Skeeter. I got to go, but thank you, buddy. All right, there's
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. There's my friend. All right, there you go. Hang up. All right, there's our buddy Skeeter. Always good to talk to Skeeter. Been calling the show for years. He started calling when he was about 10 years old, so it's over 70 years he's been calling the show. The trolls come out at night. Jimmy Buckets, he didn't even play for Miami, but he is relishing the Celtics' demise in Game 2 as he trolled Jaylen Brown and the Celtics. He went on the gram after the Heat tied the series and was lobbing haymakers via memes on the social media. He dropped back to last season, and the famous words of wisdom from Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown that were saying, don't let us get one win. And Jimmy Buckets sent that out and said, feeling cute, might delete later. I ain't deleting blank, he said. So that was enjoyable, right? Why not? Probably had his leg in a bucket of ice or something like that, trying to make things better. And you want to go on holiday. How about Drew Holiday? Now, we took shots at Jason Tatum because he's the headliner. He's the headliner of the show, and he did not perform. Bad job by him. But Drew Holiday, who was picked up as a savvy veteran, they replaced Marcus Smart with Drew Holiday there in Boston. And Drew Holiday, I love they have a stat for everything. So the stat I'm about to give you, lowest field goal percentage by a Celtic point guard to start the playoffs, 10 field goal attempts or more through the first two games. There's so many qualifiers on this, my head's going to explode. However, Drew Holiday, the third worst performance among players, individual players at the point guard position in Boston history, as he is shooting 30% from the floor over the first two games. Now, the two people that are ahead of him are both Hall of Fame ball players. Bob Cousy, who did it three times, he shot worse than that. And DJ Dennis Johnson, the late Dennis Johnson of that mid-80s Celtic dynasty, and former Clipper coach Dennis Johnson, by the way. Just want to put that out there as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We got a lot of NFL notes. Of course, the draft coming up later on Thursday. But
Tonight, Eddie. It's
well,
our Thursday
yet.
Show. It's tonight.
We're still in the...
You're stuck in the past, Eddie.
We're at 11:35.
Nah. When this show starts, it's a new day.
Time.
What I say.
Yeah, Eddie's...
Thank you for chiming in on that, Lorena.
Thanks for helping me out, Lorena. Yeah. So you get it, right? You got to live for the moment.
Lorena, you don't know how the show works. We don't agree with Ben.
According to my reads, it is Thursday.
That's right. See that in your face. Finally, a Bennett that respects me. You're my favorite Bennett, Lorena. These dopes have been taking shots at me over the years. And that's the R word, respect.
Let's go, Lorena. Get with the program.
Respect.
No, please.
The Cincinnati Bengals did exercise the fifth-year option on star wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. However, Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins and three-time Pro Bowl defensive end Trey Hendrickson have requested to be traded out of Cincinnati. They want to leave. Not enough money to go around, apparently.
Yeah. All right, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show, and speaking of the draft, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. But wait, there's more. And our friends, big thanks to our friends at Express Pros, the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here, Fox Sports Radio. It's tonight, even though Eddie says it's tomorrow. It's tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. You got big names, Jay Glazer. Oh, he's a big name. And former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, he gave one of my favorite all-time draft quotes. Maybe I'll give you that to you later. College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, I know him. He's had one of the cookies I brought in. And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros. So I'm guessing we'll talk some draft. I think that will probably happen. I think that's going to happen. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Jola in Dallas. Hello, Jola. Welcome.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Shout out, Ben Maller. How you doing tonight, man? Long-time listener.
Oh, hey. Thank you. Why did you choose this night to call in of all nights?
Man, so I'll tell you this story. I'm really an all couple disciple, trickling over.
Oh, thank you. I mean, my favorite people, Rob Parker. I love
exactly.
Rob.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my guy. Man, when he talked about you, I said I had to listen to this show. I started listening to you about 6 months ago.
Oh.
And the rest in peace to the young lady that passed away recently.
Oh, that's right. Our friend Rachel in Montebello, who is still being immortalized on the open of the show. Her voice is still being broadcast in the open of the
show. Correct.
Yeah.
But no, I'm here to just get on those Boston Celtics. They are number one front runners. I mean, let's talk about Jaylen Brown. His underwear turns brown when he starts getting tight in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum turns into Avatar The Last Airbender. He disappears. Kristaps Porzingis is a unicorn, correct. But, man, unicorns aren't real, man. He'll just disappear as well.
Yeah.
And, man, let's talk about that point guard. I mean, they got off of Milwaukee, got off of my guy, but what's his name? Holiday. But, man, when he sees the Miami Heat, he gets hot like the Holidays because, man, he gets tight when he sees the Miami Heat. It's crazy. And Jimmy Butler's not even out there, but I just want the Miami Heat to dust them. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something, Joel. You got to get it all out, man, because I don't think as everything you said, I don't necessarily agree with any of that. But I still think the Heat are going to lose. So I don't have a problem with anything you said, but I still believe the Celtics are going to win because I don't buy that.
They definitely should, right? But
it's going to be – how about this, Joel? I mean, it's going to be a lot harder than this. This should be 4 or 5 games, and it still could be 5 games. They could go to Miami and win every game and all that, but
if it goes six,
they
won't go to the finals.
And then you got like Jason Tatum or somebody's going to get hurt, and then they God, all of a sudden they're going to lose, and then it's like, oh man, wow,
man, I'm with you, but
listen, you got to be a regular, Joe. We need you calling.
Definitely. Dallas is on the come up. You see the Dallas Star. I love your producer. Man, y'all got a good show going. I love it.
All right, well, thank you.
I'm going to start calling in.
All right, thank you, Joel. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
We got the Rob Parker endorsement. We got a guy from the Rob show with Chris Broussard.
Yeah. I swallowed.
All right. That's a different listener that's also dead. That's Jeannie in Medford. So that's a different person. But actually, no, that wasn't. Actually, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, that's Rachel.
That's Rachel.
Oh, it sounded like, she kind of sounded like Jeannie at the beginning of that, didn't she?
I found another one. You want to hear this one?
What's that one?
We are the world.
Oh, yeah, that's
Ben's
her, yeah.
Great militia.
Oh, there she
we
is.
We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start
voice.
Giving.
Yeah.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives.
Oh, yes, we are.
It's true, we'll make a better day, just Ben and you.
Oh, yeah.
Above all, remember to keep hope and love in your hearts, America.
Yes.
The world is watching. God
That's
bless
right.
America and God bless the world.
Yes.
It's true, we'll make a better day.
Okay. All right, thank you. I can't even stop. I can't stop. Be rude to stop her. She's not with us anymore. All right, anyway, I love Rachel. She had a great sense of humor. She loved the show. And I remember she sent a giant basket of cookies that was amazing. These delicious, I think that place went out of business, but it was really good. It's a giant basket of cookies. It was just wonderful. Got us all fat, and man, we love that though. And she was a very nice woman, and for some reason loved the show. So green is my favorite color. We just talked to Jolo, who's all excited about the Celtics losing and he wants the Heat to win. Caleb Martin. This guy sucks against everyone other than the Celtics. In his playoff career, he's averaging less than 7 points against everyone other than the Celtics. He's averaging less than 1 3-point shot per game, shooting 32% from the floor from 3-point range. However, against the Celtics, he's averaging almost 14 points a game in the playoffs and makes about 2.5 3-point shots and shoots almost 50% from 3-point land. He sees that parquet and those green, the leprechaun, the big logo there at midcourt with the leprechaun, and he gets all excited. He loves it. Man, that's the kind of guy, if the Celtics traded for him, he'd be terrible. If he played for the Celtics, he would never make a shot, and that would be like, well, this guy stinks. What's up with that? Time now for the Who Am I game. The Minnesota basketball team, they're looking pretty good against the Suns. They have a player by the name of Naz Reid, and he joined John Starks and me as the only undrafted players to win the Sixth Man of the Year award. Minnesota's Naz Reid joining John Starks and me as the only undrafted players to win the Sixth Man of the Year award. Who am I? That's the question. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy fill up the content plate. Follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Who Am I game. It is made possible by Thoroughbred Racing. You know, Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Lorraine tells me that you love when I do the Thoroughbred read. But that's your favorite. She said she talks to the Maller militia, and they're big horsey people, and they like that a lot, the way I absolutely plant the read. Here's the Who Am I game. Minnesota's got a player named Naz Reid. He
Who?
Joined John Starks. That's bad basketball knowledge. He joined John Starks and me as the only undrafted players to win the sixth man of the year. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And let's see if anybody knows the answer. Mr. Luciano, who's in L.A. but his heart is in the Bay, says Barry Bonds. Balco Barry is the correct answer. Who else do we have? Page down. Keith got this one right. He says, clearly cheating. He did. Ocho Texto got it right. And you did get it right, and you're a cheater. The only way to get this right is to cheat or to be really old. Cowboy Killer says it is Ghostface, that is the answer. Who else do we have? Page down. John Sunvold from Bay City, Tony. That's an interesting photo. Gary DeSarcina from Mr. Nice Guy, old shortstop. Who else do we have here? Page down. You are the radio inventor Marconi, who was born 150 years ago today, the late night drug tester. Now, there is a debate whether Marconi is actually the one that did it. There were a couple people that got credit, as I remember from radio school. Ferg Dog, yeah, I'm so old, they used to have radio school. Ferg Dog says Cam Talbot, who just blew a two-goal lead for the Kings. Who do we have
winning
here?
Goalie.
Stevie Meatballs gave a Bart Simpson name that he thought I was going to read. Someone named Harry. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, got it right. He's a cheater. Roy Tarpley from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Who else do we have here? Sixto, I'm not stoned. Lescano, the Brewers, is his answer. Page down. Andy from Lino Lakes, Minnesota, going with the Duke. John Wayne, Shane of Des Moines, a very polarizing show contributor, says David Justice is the answer. Danny Manning, the man that was going to fix the Clipper franchise until he didn't, from Double O Mexican in San Diego. Tony Massenberg, a great journeyman, from Steve, the misplaced San Diegan. Who else do we have? Page down. We'll skip over that one. Spock's Weed says Spud Webb. Tony Kukoc from Andrew in the Bay Area. George Costanza from I-40 Ian driving around. Mickey Mouse, guessed by Johnny Q. Doug DeSensei's, a very relevant name. Great six man, guessed by Oscar. Adrian Adonis from Todd in Iowa. He even gave his last name. He's dashing in Iowa. Jeremy Lin, guessed by the Scorpio Niner. That's enough of that. All right, Eddie, you have an answer. I need an answer, Eddie. I need an answer.
Let's go with former New Jersey Net legend Mookie Blaylock.
Mookie. That is incorrect. Bad job by you.
Wrong.
The correct answer, Eddie, is the Monk. Not a real Monk. Malik Monk. No, that's wrong. All right, I got it wrong, Eddie. It's Darryl Armstrong. Malik Monk should have won this year, but it's Darryl Armstrong. There we go. Somebody sent me an email that Malik Monk had the most. He's the first player since Lou Williams to have 1,000 points and a bunch of assists and not win the sixth man of the year. But Darryl Armstrong back in the late 90s.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.